beautiful people. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whatever time it is. I hope you've had or had an amazing day. My name is Lorena and welcome back to Walk and Talk Podcast. If you're new here, I am so grateful that you're here. I like to record these episodes very randomly. I don't edit them. I just want it to feel like it's you and me on a call. And for those who already know, you know the drill. I stutter, I mix my words up, I go off topic and come back, but you know, I just want this to be very natural. I feel like a lot of podcasts feel very, I don't know, repetitive, scriptive. Maybe that's just me. So yeah, I like to go down my own little rabbit hole and just go as I go. I'm very grateful. I haven't recorded an episode in, I'd say, at least a month, which sucks because I want to apologize because life has just been crazy with work and school and friends and family and just a lot of opportunities that have come up to me and I'm very grateful for. And I made myself a promise that I wasn't going to record these episodes unless I really was motivated to do so, because I want the messages that I'm giving out to you guys to feel real and have actual meaning behind them and value, rather than feeling like I'm forcing it, you know? So yeah, I'm very grateful that I got to record. I'm feeling super full of energy today. I just baked some cookies, so the house smells great. I'm feeling a lot more in the Christmas spirit, even though it's only like mid-November, but you know, it's never too early. And in today's episode, I've been excited to sit down and record because I feel like we're all in this same moment right now of November where we have 1 month left in the year. And so you just start reflecting on who we've become and where we're going and maybe what we still haven't done. And I feel like there's this like pressure of like, wait, it's almost the end of the year. And yes, I understand some people might find that stupid. It's like, oh, who cares? Like, it's not a big deal. But you know, I care. So in this episode, I want to set out a reminder that we are responsible for what happens next. And not other people, not other circumstances, not other opinions, but us. And I think the beautiful part about all of this is that we don't have to do it alone. So I think, you know, why not be better together? And that's exactly what this podcast is about for me. I want to grow and bring love and appreciation to every single one of you. So whatever you're doing today, if you're running, if you're walking, if you're driving, please keep your eyes on the road. If you're cleaning, if you're laying in bed, whatever you're doing, I just want it to feel like it's you and me talking and just being a safe space, you know? So yeah, let's get into it because I'm excited and I hope you are too. So I want to start with something that I noticed, and that is that you play a bigger role in your own life than I feel like you realized. And I made notes on this because I think a lot of us wait on things. We like to wait for the right moment. Maybe there's a perfect time. Maybe for someone to give us permission or just to feel like it in your gut. But nothing then changes until you choose differently. Now, I think in my personal biased opinion from my journey, I pray about everything and anything. I think my relationship and trusting in God and the plan that he has for my life is something that has really deep-rooted my faith and kept me going through good and bad days, and especially this year. And for me, like, he works in such amazing ways, and I think that I've been able to receive confirmation on a lot of things, and there's definitely been things that I'm like patiently waiting and I'm like, is something gonna change? Is this gonna happen? And I'm quite stubborn. I like to take things into my own hands, if that's the saying. I like to just do things my way or the highway, which I know can sometimes be bad. And I've tried to be a little more spontaneous and open. And my friends can vouch for that. But I have a certain way of how I like to approach things, situation, or people, or place, or things. And I like doing things in my own timeline. But this year, I've really learned to have a lot more patience and just understanding, and understand that, you know, we're all on different timelines. And maybe just because I did something early and you did something later, it doesn't mean that we're not on the same schedule. Like, everyone just has different things going on. And I think it's important to realize the decisions that you make do affect what you do next. And God isn't looking down at us and being like, okay, this is the decision you have to make, like I'm telling you right now. And maybe he does for some of you. That's amazing. And if you're not religious, then maybe you have other ways of looking at it. But in my opinion, I think it goes about the decisions that you choose and you make are the ones that you're able to later on make decisions and understanding based off. If you make a certain decision and you realize that it's not for you, God will get you out of that place. Trust me, like he will guide you towards somewhere else, somewhere where you're actually meant to be. And I think a decision that doesn't bring you peace, rather chaos and conflict, you know is not the right one for you. And I want to view it in different circumstances. Like you want love, then open your heart up. You want peace, then let's try and let go of things that are stealing it. You want purpose, then try and take a risk. You want to grow, then you need to stop choosing your comfort zone and go into new places. Because you are responsible for the next chapter. You are responsible for the things that you do next. And it's not meant to scare you, but I think it should empower you. Because I mean this with love, you can't keep living the life that other people want from you. Now, I think for a lot of us, if you're like me, our parents expect certain things from us, or we're constantly on social media and we like looking at what other people are doing and comparing our lives. And I talk about this constantly in other episodes. It's very easy nowadays in our generation that we're so on our phones to get lost in the idea of what perfection would mean for us. Everyone should be married at a certain age. Everyone should have kids at a certain age. Maybe you're in your 20s and you're like, okay, this person is my age and they're out here doing this and this and this while I feel like I'm behind. Someone just had a kid and they got married and graduated. Well, I'm still working a retail job. Like, it doesn't mean that you're in the wrong place. It just means that maybe it's not the life that your parents picture for you. Maybe it's not the life that your friends expect. Maybe it's not the version of you that fits someone else's comfort, because this life is yours. And you deserve to live boldly. You deserve to have chances to make decisions that feel right, whether if you have other people telling you yes or no. I've been in those moments, and I think it can be really difficult when you don't have the right support, because people will try and bring you down, and you will realize over time who your true friends are and who is going to support you and who's not. And unfortunately, that's just the world that we live in. But it's your choice to view it and decide whether if this is something that's making you happy or not, whether it's a job or a relationship or a friendship that you need to cut off or a boundary that you need to set or a habit, an addiction that you need to change. These things are important to reflect on because it speaks a lot of volume of who we are and what we accept in our lives, the energy that we surround ourselves with. I truly do believe in energies, and if I walk into a room, I feel like I can sense people's emotions. Maybe it's just the empath in me, but I do think that all these little factors that we ignore in our day-to-day life are actually playing a bigger role than we can think. And especially if you're in a period of your life right now where you're feeling stuck, you need to look back and reflect on, is it truly making you happy? And for me, I try and see things as like, okay, if I deserve to live a certain life, what would that be like? Maybe I'll take a trip. Maybe I start a project. Maybe I tell someone I love them. Maybe I apply for something that even though I may not be qualified, I might get it. There's still a chance. And I think it's important to say yes to things that scare you and no to things that drain you. Something that has been very difficult for me to incorporate, but I'm slowly learning, is to say no. I love to say yes. I love to help. I love to be there for people. I think I put a lot of other people's needs before my own, and I wasn't realizing it over time. But as I've grown in my career and in mental health and just in my day-to-day life, I've learned to just accept that I can say no. And even though the other person may feel bad or whatever the circumstance is, I'm doing it to protect myself as well. For example, sometimes I don't have the energy to hang out with my family, and that's okay. I love them. But that doesn't mean that I have to force myself and put myself in that situation. So instead, I reschedule or I make intentional time to be with them because I want people to have the best version of me when I'm with them. And if I'm super drained and tired from work, I don't think I'm going to want to go out and hang out with friends because it's going to feel like I'm putting up a front or a face. And I feel like a lot of us do make these sacrifices for people because we are generous and we love them and we want to be there for them to support them and keep our lives going. But it's important to also support yourself and see what's working for you and what's not. Like I said, what is draining you and what is not? And that also comes with being uncomfortable and being in these situations. I started this podcast exactly because of that, because I think we should take more risk and be more uncomfortable. And I'm not saying in a setting where you know that maybe you're not meant to be, but you also never know what you're gonna find. I think risk will always feel uncomfortable, but I also believe that regret feels a lot worse. And so, guys, we have 1 month left in this year. It's November. 1 month isn't about starting over, but it's about finishing strong, okay? Like, we need to lock in. I've been doing this thing. It's called November, capital on the N-O. And for me, it has been on a financial bias. So, like, maybe not going shopping for things that I don't need or clothes that I don't wear. And I printed out a calendar and I'm like, okay, what days do I spend? What days do I not? Just to budget plan better for the holidays. But I know that a lot of people are doing different kinds of trends throughout November. I think there's like Movember. I know that November for a lot of people as well is a time to just say no and try and quit old habits or addictions, or just a time to reset before the holidays. Because let's be honest, the holidays, as much as it is portrayed that it's this happy, beautiful, snow, Santa Claus holiday, I think it can be very chaotic, at least if you grew up in a family like mine. I feel like there's always arguments throughout the holidays. There's a lot of financial stress around the holidays of gifts and exchanges. There's a lot of planning involved. There's a lot of time off at work. There's a lot of conflict around the holidays. And I feel as if every family at least has gone through this once where, you know, we all have this picture moment where we're all wearing matching pajamas and posting in front of the tree, but that's just not the case in reality anymore. I think we've become so materialistic minded where we just care about, okay, are we buying this? Do I get this? This is what I want. This is what I need. You know, we're sending millions of dollars to our friends or family or parents rather than actually being grateful that we can spend the holidays with them. There's people that don't even have people to spend the holidays with. And I think it can be a really hard and lonely time for people as well. With social media, like I said, you're looking at these stories and people going on dates and people shopping and perfect Christmas trees. And we all want things that maybe we can't have, or that's just not the life that we were given. But that doesn't mean that it takes away from what we do have and what we should be grateful for this season. So I want you to do something with me. I want you to go find your old goals list, the one you wrote in January. And if you didn't have one, then I'm sure you can think of one. But I think we all have one that we have in our notes app, or maybe a mental list, like I said, that you've been walking around all year. Just open it. Look at it. Think about it. I want you to go through it, because for me, in my tradition, we write down 12 wishes for on New Year's Day. And it's things that we want to accomplish for the new year. I think for, I want to say 50% of the population, it's usually getting better health and weight and go to the gym, which is why I feel like January, the gyms are always so packed. But, you know, it's a good goal. But I want to see, I want you to think about it right now and just reflect. What did you forget? What did you give up on too early? And what dream did you outgrow? Because 1 month is truly enough to start something. It's enough to change something. It's enough to finish something. It's enough to heal, to walk away from something, to return to yourself. You can do that in 1 day. But 1 month, picture it, you have 30 days, if not more, because we're only mid-November right now, to do and complete this list of yours. I've gone back and looked at my list of the 12 things that I wanted, and I have to say, there's maybe just one or two things that I haven't. And I truly do think that I'm going to be able to accomplish it. So set this as your reminder that change doesn't wait for January 1st. You can pivot that today, right now, people. Because even though change is uncomfortable, that's where life actually starts happening for you. And the more that we resist that change, I think the harder it hits. So instead of fearing change, let's welcome it. Open the door and say, okay, God, I trust you. Let's see where this goes. This is for me. Let's give it a try. If it doesn't work out, then it doesn't. That's okay. You can keep moving on. And if it does work out, then amazing. Then you accomplished another goal. Then you got one step closer to what you truly want in life. And with November, like I said, comes gratitude. I think it's a chance to pause and say, you know what? These last 11 months, I'm grateful. I'm thankful for the lessons that I learned. I'm thankful for the people who stayed. I'm thankful for the people who left. I'm thankful for the growth I didn't see. I'm thankful for the quiet moments. I think gratitude does honestly soften our hearts and bring peace, and it's something that we tend to overlook quite often. And if you haven't heard, I have a whole episode out on gratitude, and go get a listen if you get a chance, because I think it's a moment for us to reflect on truly how privileged we are to have the things that we do and the people that we do. With everything that I mentioned, I look back at how I was exactly 11 months ago, and I feel like I'm a completely different person. And you're going to keep changing. That's just the point. The people that were in my life, some stayed and some left. The people that are here, I never thought that I would meet. And now they're one of the most important and most beautiful and kind people in my life. I am so grateful for everyone who I've met this year, because I've been able to be intentional with my time and build these relationships with so much love and faith. I've been able to heal in ways that I never thought. And I've been able to just spread so much love, honestly. There's so much growth that I didn't see happening. And I look back at all the decisions that I've made of opportunities. If I walked away at the right time, if I walked in at the right time, if I left too soon, if I left too early. And everything has gotten us to this moment where we are today. These decisions, like I said, I don't think there's ever any regret. And you don't want to live your life full of regret. I truly do believe that everything happens for a reason. And the people who are in your life right now and the circumstances that you're in are exactly where you need to be. Even if it doesn't feel like it, that is the plan that we have for us. And if you feel like you need that change, then you need to be okay stepping out and being uncomfortable and embracing change. Because a lot of us like to just hide away and sit around and wait for things to happen for us. And that's just not the case. We need to work hard and do the things that we love and believe in yourself. Be the best version of yourself in order to move forward in life. Don't be stuck in old ways. Don't be stuck in old habits. Get rid of things, people, places, energies that no longer serve you. I've had people who have tried to come back and I've reflected and been like, you know what? I know that this relationship is not going to be for me. I know that maybe in the past where I was, it was amazing at the time and what I needed, but not now. I feel like I'm a different person. I've outgrown that. I've accepted it. And I've kindly let them know and been like, hey, you know what? No, thank you. And there's nothing wrong with that. But back then, like little me, I would have just never responded. I would have ghosted them, or I would have let them back in and be like, yeah, let's make it work again. And just for the sake of maybe making others happy. And that's just not the case. That's not what we need, guys. Let's take this as your reminder that even if you're not where you thought you'd be, you're exactly where you need to be, okay? And this part is personal because I truly mean when I say it, I want us to grow together. You're listening to this podcast every other month. If you have been, if you haven't, we're walking the same path, just in different shoes. We've cried over the same things. We've doubted ourselves in a similar way. We've stressed over school, over family, over boyfriends, over relationships, over money. We've healed from things that we never thought we'd recover from. We've started things that we didn't think would keep going. Growth doesn't have to be lonely. I know I've talked to some of you personally, and it has been amazing to see how much it's grown. When I started this podcast, I had literally like two listeners, and I was okay with that. Because I just know that if I could help and this message relate to someone, just one person, that difference would make a meaningful difference in my life. And if I know that what I'm dealing with is quite common in people in their 20s and 30s and 40s and teens, then who knows how many more of us are healing and trying to deal with it, right? So that's why I think it's important to do these episodes and also to share these messages, because it doesn't have to be lonely. We're all going through the same paths in different shoes. We're all in different times in our lives, but we've all experienced grief. We've all experienced loneliness. We've all experienced heartbreak. We've experienced good things. We've experienced change. And healing doesn't mean that we have to do it alone. Becoming better doesn't mean, okay, I have to do it all by myself. When we choose to grow together, I think healing hits different. It becomes lighter. It becomes braver. It becomes softer. And that's why we go to people for advice. That's why we have a therapist, a psychologist, a best friend, our parents. We ask people for advice because we know that carrying something on our own can be so heavy. And I have been in that position before where I felt like, you know what, I grew up where I felt like I needed to carry everything on my own. I was this independent person. I had already been through a lot. No one was coming to save me. And I understand that. But that doesn't mean that you have to do things alone. That doesn't mean that you have to carry things alone. So when you look at that list today of the 10 or 12 or however many things that you wrote of things that you wanted to accomplish this year, know that you can. Know that I believe in you. Know that the people around you believe in you, and the more you talk about it, the more you're manifesting it into your life, the more it will become real. But if you're just hiding in your room with your little notes app and no one has any idea that, oh, you wanted to start this business, oh, you wanted to go on this walk, it's never going to happen, babe. So I love you, but, you know, get those shoes on and let's go. Let's get ready. We have a month to lock in. Let's end this year on a super, super strong note. And before I close today's episode, I do have something to share with you guys. This December, I'm doing something new called the 12 Days of Love Jars. I wanted to call it the Little Love Jar. It's kind of like my own version of 12 Days of Christmas, but instead of gifts, each day I'm going to give you guys a message. That is my gift to you. A reminder, a moment of encouragement from me straight to you. Something to help you end the year grounded, grateful, full of love. I want you guys to listen to them, to open them for when you need to. And yeah, just think of it as tiny jars filled with softness and love and God and just little sunshine rays and comfort and hope and whatever that you're dealing with, so you know that you're not alone and that you can listen back to whenever you need to. So stay tuned, stay close, keep your eyes out, because I am going to be posting them throughout December. Yeah. I will give you guys an update on that. But my loves, let today be your sign, okay? We can be better. We can grow. We can choose differently. And these decisions that we make, this is the time. It's now or never. Take that risk and rewrite your story. You can start today. You don't have to wait till January. We're in this together. I'm proud of you deeply. And I'm telling you right now, as a little side note, if you have any relationships, friends, family, loved ones, that you need to cut off before the year ends, please, for the love of life, do it before Christmas. It is just harsh. I've seen people in relationships, they like wait till the holidays happen, and at the end they're like, hey, so actually this isn't working out. That's just rude, guys, okay? Let's not do that. Let's not put it. And maybe you're thinking like, well, I don't want them to be alone for the holidays. I don't want to be alone for the holidays. I'm sorry, but that's also very selfish. So if there's anything that needs changing in your relationship aspect-wise, do it now, okay? I'm here. I'm holding your hand. If you need to text me, DM me. My DMs are always open. And we got this. I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm grateful for you. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you have anyone who you think would feel encouraged through this, please share it. Leave me a review if you can. And I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Take care.